Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Support for genocide is criminal, not the call for liberation. Today, Friday, October the 17th, 2025, I have been acquitted by the National Court following a conviction in the City Court for calling for the liberation of Palestine. My speech at a demonstration in May 2021 in front of the Egyptian embassy, in which I called on the Muslim armies to come to the rescue of the oppressed men, women and children in Gaza, was according to the Copenhagen City Court's ruling from June 2024, criminal. It was established in both the City Court and High Court that the speech was not directed at Jews, but that it called for the elimination of the illegitimate Zionist entity called quote-unquote Israel through armed struggle. The City Court's verdict thus directly criminalized the call for the liberation of Palestine as the prosecution's worn-out claim of anti-Semitism quickly crumbled. That ruling was overturned today because it was incoherent and without a basis in law. It was, however, part of a political current of rash judgments against opponents of the Zionist occupation of Palestine. It is a disgrace to the Danish judicial system that this case even made it as far as the High Court before it had to be dismissed, and that the judiciary has been distorted to such an extreme degree to protect the Zionist genocidal entity and the unconditional support of the Danish state for it. The judge in the High Court has in this instance refused to succumb to the colossal pressure exerted by the government, which has publicly encouraged the police and prosecution to prosecute anyone who calls for the liberation of Palestine. Although I have now been acquitted, it cannot be ignored that there has been a long series of political judgments against citizens who have called for or approved of armed resistance against the Zionist occupation. In one case, it even resulted in the revocation of citizenship. The criminalization and prosecution of people for their political stances against a military occupation that commits genocide with Danish weapon components is nothing but unacceptable intimidation attempts. But that course of actions has run its course. Political lawsuits or not, the call for the real liberation of Palestine is unstoppable. It is clearer today than ever that the Zionist cancer of military occupation, systematic terrorization, mass murder, torture, land theft and ethnic cleansing must be brought to an end through military liberation, a view that is gaining ground worldwide as the only real solution. We in Hizb-ut Tahrir Denmark call upon everyone with decency intact to continue the resistance against the Danish state support for the Zionist settler colony and its ongoing plans for the extermination of the Palestinian population. We specifically call upon our Muslim brothers and sisters to work with even greater resolve and perseverance for the total eradication of the occupation and liberation of Palestine through the armies of the Muslim world. The call for Palestine liberation is not a crime, but a duty and an honor. It is the Danish state that is acting criminally in its support for a genocidal settler colony. Elias Lamrabet, media representative for Hizb-ut Tahrir in Denmark. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.